Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the hottest new show on the internet, where your host is an innovator, motivator, captivator, an inspirator, and an authoress. She comes raw and uncut. Sit back and relax. You're about to be unmasked by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Every Friday, right here, 7:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
You know, someone asked me recently, what do I do when I have downtime? Thought about this for a moment, and in my mind I thought about a nice, hot, soothing bubble bath, candles, a nice glass of wine, with the right book to read. And instantly, I thought about authoress Terry E. Lyle, because I knew I was guaranteed to get a good laugh or some soul-searching, just like a few of her other books, Insane, Peeling Back the Mask, and her latest, Exposed. This author has written 9 books, and I can't pick a favorite, but my advice to you is to make your own choice by going to her personal website, where she even signs the books for free, at www.terrylyle.com, or go to Author House, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or your local retailer to get a copy and start your own collection today. This is the last time I'm going to say, you can't borrow mine.
Yeah.
said, Mom and baby, this season, say we could get it on. Oh, yes, you did. I said, ooh, baby, I've been waiting so long. Now we're gonna get it on. Oh, baby. Now, it's kind of warm in there, baby. Let me get comfortable. I just want to get comfortable. I want to do it, sugar. I want to get it on. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Can you get it on with you right now? Wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute. Let me turn the music down a little bit low. It's kind of warm in here, baby. I've been loving you long time. Let me let me. Baby, please, please. Oh, baby, I wanna get it on. Woo! We wanna get the right real song, so. Oh, baby, come on, Jupiter. Give me all your love, please, baby. Give me all your love, baby. Oh! Ooh, I just want to love you. Really, really love you. Let me turn the light down real low, baby. Turn the light down, baby. Woo! Thank you both, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. Woo!
Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Shalonda. But today we got two fantastic guests up on the roster. First, we got this brother named Daddy Duvain, and this brother can talk to the dead and also talk shit. But this other cat called Jason, oh my God, this brother could make these women climax, get all caught up, falling all over the damn floor, trying to hump like they ain't humped in a while, because he can make you come without touching you. So, you know, we got to talk to this brother, because I done wasted a lot of money for some dildos that might not be no more good. But, hey, that is what it is. But the song at the top of the hour was a legendary Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. And that's what we're going to do right here and right now on Unmasked. We're going to say hi to Daddy Duvain and Jason. And before we start, we just want to give a little shout out to some people. I want to give a shout out to my mother, who encourages me to be funny and do what I do and don't worry about what other people think. Because, you know, as a Bible school teacher, a lot of people are throwing shade at the sister because I talk shit. Hey, my relationship with Christ is intact. Don't get mad by what I do on the side to make an income when you are not taking care of me. I want to say hello to my brother, Philip Robinson. I want to say hello to my good buddy out of Capitol Heights, Maryland, Gail Delicious. I call her Yum Yum Johnson. I want to say hi to James Halsey out of Baltimore, Maryland. I want to say hi to Brevette Lynch out of Baltimore, Maryland. I want to say hi to Anthony Johnson out of Baltimore, Maryland. And say hi to Ronald Tatum out of Durham, North Carolina, and Steve Longmire out of the ATL in Atlanta, Georgia. But we're going to get started right here and right now. So, you know, we're going to start with the guy who talks to the dead, because ooh-wee, you know, we're going to end this show on a high note talking about sex. That's right up my alley. But I want to say hi to both my guests. Hello, Daddy Duvain, and hello, Jason.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Peace, peace. What's up, Jason?
What's going
right,
on, baby?
All right. I want my beautiful co-host, Shalonda, to say hello to my guests as well. Go on, get the shout-out, Shalonda.
Hello, Daddy Duane, and hello, Jason.
Hey.
I had some fun tonight.
I like to hear that bass, man.
Like
she
that.
Just turned me on.
I mean.
You just hear me talk. Who that one sound real deep and rich? Who was that talking to me?
I know,
with
a deep voice. What up?
Yeah, who was that? Let me want to throw my panties on the stage. Who is that?
No, I just heard what you said about Jason. I need to be listening to his show myself. He's making him come without touching. But listen here, I'm making him come from the dead. Come back from
right.
the dead now. For some moment.
Like the dead. Yes. Y'all brothers got it going on. You know, maybe we can hook up a menage a trois. Okay, on a down low. We ain't gonna tell nobody. But okay, we're gonna get started. And this is for Daddy Devane. Darling, when did you knew that you had the ability to talk to the dead? I'm sure everybody wants to know that.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of came up in it. I was born in Louisiana, and we lived all around the South, you know, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
Arkansas, Memphis and all that, Lafayette, Louisiana. And my daddy was into what they call root work. And, you know, they still,
right.
it used to be a bad word, but we didn't really look at it as no bad word, you know. And so I just came up. Like many Southern boys, you know, doing that type of stuff, you know. And so I buried my first soul that when I was four and read the rites and whatnot. And that's how I got, just went from there, you know. And
at
then
four
after
years
a while,
old, you said you buried your first soul at four?
Yeah, I read the rites. You know, you would go with
oh,
your
wow.
dad, you know, when you come up in it. You know what I mean? That's how they brought you up in it. And cause my father used to read rites, you know, go to folks' houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of movies like Rain Man and all them other things, and I believe, too, like what people say in the roots, because my mama, you know, at one time, my Uncle Ben, before he passed away, she had felt like, you know, his ex-wife had did something to him because all of a sudden he's sick, can't hold his head up, couldn't eat, you know, the doctors couldn't
mm-hmm.
find nothing wrong with him. So, you know, I don't dispel
yeah.
stuff I don't know anything about. I just, like, you know, lean back and shit and don't want to get too close to nothing because I ain't trying to have nothing jump up on me. But, you know, I've heard about roots, too. And
yeah.
I'm from Baltimore, and we believe that when these people say they're going to Virginia, they're going to do a little something, you know, and come back, and they'll make you feel like, you know, you don't know what your name is. But there's a lot
That's
of things
right.
that I'm not going to even question. I believe it's true because, you know, man don't know it all, you know. So going from reading the last rites and stuff, talking to dead people, have you ever had an episode where people, you could see spirits or whatever, you could communicate literally that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you see a lot of folks, auras, you know, things of that nature. But, see, my whole life has been about trying to demystify it, you know what I mean? Because of how the movies and things and show folks, you know, how it go. I try to demystify it. It ain't much to it. I mean, you know, when you it's just like somebody who got an affinity and know how to fix a car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. I mean, it just my thing just happened to be talking to folks who done passed on, you know, and so it ain't too much to it. If somebody give you know, talking about they want to meet somebody or bring them back, we kind of go into a little session and I get a little information from them, and then if they're available, they come on through. If not, they don't, because a lot of times the dead, they be like, go on with that shit. I'm still asleep, nigga.
Okay, well, wow. You know, because I didn't
feel like getting up.
Sound like my
grandma. I
feel
like getting up.
Go ahead and beat it.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I like to try to demystify it because I think folks use it a lot to take advantage of it, and that's one of my fights against folks who are charlatans and, you know, that type
mm-hmm.
of thing out here. I don't really, you know, I really have a bad feeling about folks who practice it for that particular
Wow, 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 wow. You know, listeners, if you're out there and you want to talk to Daddy Devane and Jason, and Jason's the one who's going to make you climax and crawl around the floor, and Daddy Devane, and he's going to resurrect the dead. But, you know, they both got those powers of, you know, I don't know whether it's adjusting or something they can do, because both of them made me feel a certain kind of way when they came up on this show here. And I was like, ooh-wee. You know, they both sexual, but Daddy Devane trying to act like you're on the download, that sexual thing. But, you know, they both do the same thing, quiet as cat. But, you know, you need to call in at 347-945-6003. But I'm going to ask Daddy Devane one more question. We're going to take a small break, and then we're going to flip over to Jace. We're going to be flipping back and forth. And if y'all want to ask the question, that's probably number one on your thing. But the question I have for you, Daddy Devane, before I go to a break is, does that make you easier to know whether the right chick is in your space? I mean, does it help you in your relationship, you know, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
and
I don't pretty much.
Can you feel
auras
over the phone or just by talking to me and my co-host? Could you tell our aura or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so what do you feel, baby?
Once you start fine tuning, you pick it up.
What you know?
Hey, that's proprietary information. I'm gonna keep that under my hat.
Okay. Well, Jason, what do you know, darling? What am I doing? Am I swarming in my seat? Cause I so am. Y'all doing something, but y'all better keep that shit to yourself. We got a show to do right now. Man, I tell you, my underwear wet unless they be thrown into the washer. Jelani, we got to check them brothers. Man, they doing something to us. But, baby, we're going to take a small break and be back. And if y'all got a question, make it quick. Call 347-945-6003 and raise your hand. Hit the number one key, and we know you got a question because these brothers are bad. And you need to stay tuned after this break.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. You meet another guy.
Yes, I took you back into time with the Manhattans. Kiss and say goodbye. I want to thank all our listeners tonight for joining us on this Friday evening, from the ones from north to south to east to west and globally that's listening in. Thank you for joining us. But today our guest on Unmasked is two fine brothers. One named Daddy Duvain, man. I done checked him out on Facebook. He took his shirt off, and I saw all these muscles. I said, what the hell? Woo! And then I saw Jason. I checked him out on Facebook, and his brother's a cutie patati. I said, damn it. I got some awesome hunky brothers up here on the show tonight. Girls, y'all better listen in. Y'all better befriend them, because these brothers are hot. They can do some shit, tell ya. Well, it ain't too much work. For to come back from the break and say, welcome back, Jason and Daddy Duvain. And my girlfriend, my co-host, Shalonda, she got a question for Jason first. So I'm just getting so hot and flustered because these brothers are bad to the bone. We're talking about sex, resurrecting the dead, about getting moist, about throwing your panties all around the damn room, all that shit tonight. So if you got children, get them out the room because we ain't playing with little kids. It's a grown-up show, and I got a grown-up attitude, and I'm wearing my big girl panties. So, Shalonda,
absolutely,
take it home, darling.
Yes. Hi, Jason, again.
Hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I want to know what types of things can you do to make a female orgasm without even touching them? Because I have never had that. You got to touch.
Well, this
okay.
is your time to die.
Well, what I do, it's energy work. So a lot of people don't realize that, you know, being a human being, you're an energy being. There's energy flowing throughout your body at all times. You know, so what I do is I go into your, just like my man said, he can see your auras. What he's seeing is your energetic energy radiating off of your body. What I do is I go into your, I don't know if you're familiar with the chakra system, but there's a energy centers within everybody's body. They call it the chakra system, seven major chakras. So what I do is I go in and I move my energy through your chakra system. And what that does is it clears out emotional blockages that build up in your chakra system. Because when you have emotional blockage, when you go through trauma, that trauma is stored in certain chakras. Each chakra represents different emotions and different things. So what I do is I help clear those blockages, and when I clear the blockages out, the energy that's flowing through your body, it starts to flow through more efficiently. And when you completely let go and open up to me, what happens is that energy takes over your body and you feel a big wave come over your body. It's like an orgasmic wave. So it's not like a physical, yeah, you get turned on, you definitely get wet, but it's not a physical orgasm. Now, let me make something clear, though. You can experience a physical and energetic orgasm at the same time. I've made women do that. But the key is you have to open up. If I do work on you, if you don't open up completely, you're not going to feel the full effects. You won't feel the orgasm. Because a lot of women have problems with feeling safe when connecting with men.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I do is try to create the safest space that I can for a woman so she can open up, because if she can't open up, I can't take her there, you know.
Hmm.
But my intentions when I do energy work is to – it's a healing modality. But, for example, I had one client that came to me. She said, Jason, I'm having trouble with my sexual energy flowing. You know, it's hard for me to get turned on. So for that specific client, I was like, so when I work on you, that's what I'm going to focus on, getting your juices flowing. So if you come to me with that particular issue – that's what I'ma set my intentions on as far as when I do the energy work. Now, bringing that understanding about how energy works and how to move energy out, when I bring that into the bedroom, that's a whole different animal right there.
You
know, we have a guest on the show, Gail. And, you know, I don't care what the question is, because these two brothers, whether it's about sex or resurrecting the dead, we want to talk about it. But you know something? It could be resurrecting a person who sexually is dead and can't help out their partner because they're doing the same missionary stuff. They got to get up on their damn knees, stick that ass out, and do something different. No, but they don't want to do that. Both of these brothers can say them, and they be all up on their knees saying, woo, 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 woo. But, Gail, I know you got a question, darling. Go ahead. Right. I have a question for Daddy Devane. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Mm-hmm. You speak of raising the dead. Have you ever raised a restless soul, someone who came back that had something that they wanted to get off their chest with the person who wanted them to come back?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
And what's that like? Is that kind of scary or, you know, just what is that like?
Well, I mean, well, I had to go way back, see, because I'm about 60 years old right now, but when I first started doing it.
Can't tell the way he looks.
Mm-hmm. Them 60-year-old, them 60-year-old muscles, though. I have to put on that Bengay when I get ready to get down, though. Don't let me. Hey, lie. You hear me?
Yeah.
When I first started doing it, though, when I was, like, in my, coming on up to my 20s, and for a long period of time, it was kind of nerve-wracking, you know what I mean? Because you have to get used to dead folks speaking through you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, they have unfinished business. You know what I mean? Or they may have wanted to speak to somebody and they never got a chance to speak to them. And sometimes other folks be wanting to speak to somebody that passed over that they never really got closure with. You know, because that's really what folks be want to do it for a lot of times anyway, just to get some closure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, let me ask
you a
question, Daddy Devane. Have you ever helped out the police department, you know, because I've seen on different shows, like sometimes psychics or whoever got the ability to help find people or help explain, if they did help explain what happened to them to help get the perpetrator off the street?
No, I've never done that with the police, and that's been a conscious decision. I've always deal directly with families. You know, I've helped them find, you know, they sons, daughters, you know, things like that over the years. But I've never really dealt with the police, number two, because I really don't like the police.
No, okay.
I hear you. What about that?
You know what I mean?
I have
another
question.
They need to
question.
Try to find some of them dead bodies they didn't kill.
That's
true. That's right.
I have another question.
Get me started on them.
I have another question, Daddy Devane. My brother, I haven't seen him since 1972, and I just recently found out that he passed. Now, I don't know the circumstances where he died from, but I do know that he died in Mississippi. I do know that much. Now, if you were to conjure him up, would it be possible that he could give me insight as to where he's been through all those years from 1972 and even up to the point of him dying and what he died from?
Yeah. I mean, if he want to talk about it.
Wow. Well, just ask another question of my other guest, Jason. Now, Jason, mm-hmm. I know that you have learned how to make people climax and everything about touching them. Is that something you can teach a sister so that when I look at the right guy and I just give him the eye and shit and I just look at him a little hard and wet my lips?
Look at her, greet it.
I turned up and shit. Could you show me how I could do that? What do I need to learn so I can just look at the guy a certain kind of way and make him get all hard and everything, stand at attention, and I just look at him?
Well, actually, me and my girlfriend are teaching an online webinar to women right now called the Women's Energetic Orgasmic Workshop. So if you go to my website, jasonharrison.com, you can go ahead and buy you a ticket. And we already did, like, it's a four-part webinar, but we got videos for three parts. We can send you those videos. Mm-hmm. When we do the last one, we give you that one. We teach you how to move energy, how to get open. It's a lot of different techniques. And the more you get used to moving energy and being open to energy, the easier you'll be able to move energy and do like what you're saying. Because I sometimes, when I'm in the grocery store, I'm behind people, and I just turn my energy on just to mess with them. They start turning around, start talking to me because they feel something.
Okay.
You know, so I definitely teach people. I teach men, too. I did a workshop with two men, and I got a few other men interested, teaching them how to move energy. But the main thing about the webinar is teaching women how to – teaching men how to make women feel safe, how to connect with them and go deeper, but how to move energy and take them into a deeper orgasm, energetic orgasm. And I'll also teach men how to stay hard longer and how to keep energy, in their body.
Okay,
so it can
now
make
this
women
question for the benefit of senior citizens. Now, some
mm-hmm.
people think that if you have diabetes or some kind of medical problem or taking medicine, that sometimes it causes you not to be able to respond, whether it's a guy or a woman. Now, is
mm-hmm.
there something that you could do that could go past that blockage? Could you make this brother, you know, get up hard without using Viagra? Can you make this chick get all wet when she was dry? You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you do all that shit? Because that's bad to me. I mean, like, ooh-wee, I just want to know.
To be perfectly honest, you know, if someone is taking a lot of chemical medicine, like, that's really messing up your body to the fact to where, you know, it really takes away from your natural functions. But, I mean, I can still enhance the sexual part of connecting. If I teach them how to move energy, it will help. But I would suggest to look for herbal supplements instead of using those chemicals, because that'll always make it – a lot of times those chemicals make women dry up and they can't, you know, get wet. So it's a combination.
Okay. Well, I have another listener on this line here who got a question for either Daddy Devane, the brother who talks to the dead, or to you, the sexual man, to make you come without even touching you. But if your number, that's four numbers, is 7243, do you have a question for our guest caller?
Hey, Terry, how are you? This is Lucky.
Hello, Miss Lucky. Oh, let me tell y'all guys about Miss Lucky. If y'all just don't know, Miss Lucky is lucky because this chick, she said that she can dislocate her jawbone and the guy can put his penis down in there and go up through a collarbone and shit. Now, this chick is bad, too. So y'all might want to talk to Lucky. How you doing, girl? Who you want to talk to?
I want to see a YouTube clip of that. Where the YouTube clip?
You know what? I've had so many people in the last three or four weeks ask me
right.
to do a video. I'm considering it. But I have some reservations
about that.
But I am considering it.
I'll film it.
I mean,
I know
you
will, Shawanda.
I'll be all up on it with the camera. Hold that.
This is making me flush just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely considering it.
I mean, and it ain't me.
Well,
can you just imagine that? This is fine chick, right, man? She got the booty and the ass, and the guy just thinks he's getting lucky to put his dick up inside of her. Then all of a sudden he put it in her mouth, and it's like click, click. The motherfucking jaw move out the way, and the dick go down to the collarbone. I'm still trying to digest that.
Well, actually, they slide past the collarbone, and I put their finger on
my
collarbone so they can feel it sliding past.
Oh,
and
my God,
as a matter of fact, because we have we have.
Damn, you ain't rich.
And as a matter of fact, one of the people that's on the line with us has been a witness to this, so it's absolutely not fictional.
Wait a minute. Somebody on the line has been privy to this?
Yes, one of the co-hosts has been privy to this.
Oh, great.
My
daddy could
know,
be listening. You just throw me under the bus.
Okay, the last show we did, you said it yourself, so.
But he wasn't listening.
Yeah, a bunch of freaks on the line tonight. Because last time we was up on this thing, we had people say the kind of noise they make when they get ready to come and everything.
that moan contest.
I'm gonna ask Gail before Lucky asks that question. Gail, please show everybody when the guy's hitting it hard and you're feeling that shit, man. You're sweating, and your water's running down your damn back. Tell them how you moan, Gail.
This is how Gail make you orgasm without touching you.
Yeah, this is how you do it again, Gail.
You want me to moan?
Hell yeah, like you did last time.
I'm telling you, she had us hypnotized on the phone like, damn.
Okay, I'll do it. Just because you asked, Terry.
Thank
y'all
you,
y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
Hold on, y'all.
Oh.
get out.
That's enough.
Don't
see, Jason?
I was getting
yeah,
ready
to do
come.
It too.
Lucky, ask your question. We got to take a break because that shit got me hot. Damn.
Well, okay, my first question is for the gentleman that talks to the dead.
Okay.
Any specific people that you can talk to, or can you talk to everybody? If you said that, I apologize. I just started listening because I was dealing with my daughter, but are there specific people you can talk to, or just anybody?
Well, first of all, I'm just recovering. I just died and came back listening to Gail, but let me my damn self over him. But, yeah.
Damn bad,
anybody,
nasty bad.
Look him. Anybody is, you know, can come back, you know, and speak, because, you know, a lot of times, depending on when a person, a soul has died, they have to actually get oriented. You know, sometimes it takes folks 2, 3, or 4 years to get go through orientation, as Sylvia Brown used to call it. I like that word. And they don't even be available to speak even when they die. So it might take a minute. But generally, if they want to, because sometimes they won't come through. Ain't nothing you can do. They just don't want to speak for whatever reason it is.
Right. Now, I understand that. And sometimes they've gone on and this world is no longer a part of their existence. So basically, do you channel people or do they channel you?
No, they use me. Yeah, that's primarily how I work. They use me as a channel.
Is there anybody, like, trying to tap through now?
Mm-mm, no.
Good, let them stay there.
Not really.
Shit.
Thank you.
Don't bring that
I got
they all, they're always around, though, you know.
They
ooh,
are.
Yeah, but
I agree with that.
Here. I ain't feeling that, but look.
I've had
everybody.
Well, you know,
break,
I have to say, though,
call
not all.
To our guests. We got Daddy Devane and we got Jason, and the number is 347-945-6003 plus the one key. But when we come back, I know Lucky got another question for Jason. I'm going to let her have her opportunity to speak. But we just want to say hi to some people. James Halsey out of Baltimore, Maryland. He's known me since I was a little something-something. I want to say hi to Brevette Lynch out of Baltimore, Maryland, and Anthony Johnson out there, you know, touching himself all crazy willy-willy. And Ronald Tatum out of Durham, North Carolina. And Steve Longmire out of the ATL, thank you for listening in. And to my brother, Philip Robinson, out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and my beautiful mom out of Lawrence, South Carolina, thank you for supporting the sister, because you know how I do it. But we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back with the guy who can turn you on and the guy who can resurrect the dead. We got two fine brothers up in this camp. Woo-wee. But hold on to your hats because we're coming right back in 2 and 2.
you doing?
Reading.
I can see that. What's the title of the book?
Insane.
Oh, I heard about that author.
Where'd you hear?
I heard that she is authoress Terry Elow, who lives in Alabama. She's written and published 7 books. Insane is her 8th book.
Wow, you are right.
So where did you get your book?
From her website, www.terrylow.com. You also can get it on Amazon straight to your Kindle.
Can I read Insane when you finish?
No way. This was autographed to me. But you can go to her website, www.terrylow.com, and get your own autographed copy.
Write that down for me.
I sure will.
Wow, and we are back with Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Shalonda, and that tune was Keisha Cole, I remember. You know, when I was talking to my guests, you know, Jason and Daddy Duvain, these two fine specimens of chocolate, and everybody know I love a chocolate. Man, they made me go some places I didn't know where to go. You know, I was feeling a little tired, and Daddy Duvain pulled me up. And then here goes Jason trying to touch his sister without even touching me. Got me swarming all in my damn seat. I need to pimp slap both of them. But, you know, I'm just going to keep it going. But we know Lucky got a question for one of these brothers. But, ooh, hold on to your hats because today, tonight, is a grown-up show. But if you want to ask a question, just press the number 1 on your phone pad and dial 347-945-6003. And you can talk to our guests while they're still with us. Go on, Lucky. Ask your question, darling.
Okay. Well. First, to finish what I was saying, to what'd you call him, Daddy Devine?
Devine. Daddy Devine.
Devine. My apologies. That sounds like deep veins.
Deep veins. I'm not deep.
Lord,
like it's a muscle bone.
I'm telling you. Mm. And then Daddy Deep Vein, no less. Whew. Good grief.
Yeah, and you know when Lucky started making love that time, she was like, ooh, daddy. So that was right up her alley. You know, if she was moaning like Gail and hollering out, Daddy, oh, Daddy the Vein, you're going to resurrect something but the dead. You're going to resurrect something between your legs.
Hot dog.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've had several experiences with people who have gone on that have been, I guess, unique to me. Mm-hmm. But for people who don't really understand that not all spirits are bad and not all of those who have gone on have something that's, you know, they don't all have an evil purpose, how would you explain to them? Well, I guess how would you help them to come to the realization that all spirits are not bad and that sometimes they come for the betterment of your good?
Hmm. Well, I've had some situations like that. And generally when you know, I work a lot by recommendations. So most folks, when they come to me, they already know what I do. So they kind of predisposed to, they've just reached a point where whoever they want to contact, they want to do it so bad that they kind of overcome it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, we go on from that. But I do as part of educating folks, you know, I travel around the country. And so I'm always speaking about, as I was saying earlier, demystifying the whole thing because it ain't too much to it. They just basically go on and take another form. But they just communicate. They just can't communicate. It's like in the movie Ghost. They had to, he had to come through somebody to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I just try to let folks see that they just assumed a different body, and if they can speak through someone, then they'll do it. So it ain't,
well,
ain't too much to it.
I have a question, Daddy Duvain, and then I'm gonna let my co-host Shalonda ask Jason a question. Because I see her over there, she got her hand, she's telling me, come on. But the question I have for you, Daddy Devane, is sometimes, and this is real talk, you know, sometimes I'll be standing still, and sometimes I feel like something has came through me because it's like it threw me off balance for a reason. It feels weird, like somebody is going through me, and that's just how I can describe it. And I don't know if that's just something maybe going on medically. I just, you know, but it feels weird. Like I can feel like
like something like boop, 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 you know, and I feel unstable. Does that stuff really happen?
Yes.
Yeah, you mean you get like a surge of energy?
It's not a surge of energy. It's like I'm standing still doing something. It feels like something bumped into me, and it caused me to be unbalanced for a moment. And sometimes I've been sitting, like, you know, in my house, and I'm not lying, I'm not joking. I have felt the bed, like, sink down, like somebody had sit on it, you know, and it makes me a little uncomfortable. And I would say, look, I don't know who it is, whether it's family or friends. I said, but, you know, I'm a little scary. Don't play that shit with me. Please come back when it's daytime because I don't like this, you know. and it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like somebody's sitting on the bed, like the bed just go down. And that freaks me the hell up because, you know, I said, I don't like that. And I've had that happen a couple of times. My mama say, well, somebody was passing through. And then when I wind up talking to her the next day, somebody would have just passed away. You know, I said, wow. But don't come visit her now. You ain't got to do that. You know, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no,
you know
that's,
what?
That's normal. They can atomize like that.
Really?
Let me just throw my two cents in. There are certain African cultures that believe that when experiences like specifically like what you're talking about happen, they are on their way somewhere else, and they're thirsty. So you're supposed to sit a glass of water beside your bed, and then they won't stop to trouble you. They'll get their drink and they'll move on because you've quenched their thirst.
Oh, so maybe I should have some water on my dresser at night all the time because I don't like that. You know, I'm a little scared at nighttime. If it's daytime, fine, I could digest that. But nighttime, I don't really feel comfortable with that. But
my
Shalanda,
godmother
you got
has
a question.
Gone on now. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Shalanda got a question. I see that Gail got a question as well. So Shalanda, go ahead and ask your question of Jason, and I'll get to Gail real quick.
Yes, Jason. You're back. I wanted to know, is there anything, any type of technique or any type of suggestion that you may have for us listeners over the phone, like since we're not on your webinar, or how can we make our sexual partner feel more comfortable, you know, in the environment during our time?
Okay. Well, you as a woman, what you can do is make sure, you know, let your man express his desires or what he like and don't judge him, you know. And what you'll find is your man will start opening up to you. And this is beyond just energy work. He'll start to open up to you and tell you more about what he likes because a lot of men hold back what they like because they fear being judged. And a lot of women do the same thing. So on both ends, if two couples could be open and be like, I like this, you know, you might want to get your ass licked. Don't be ashamed to put that on the table. And don't judge each other for what you like, you know. And just
right about
in
that, Jason. But suppose you did that, and somebody looked at you like you was crazy because you said, "Well, could you put your fingers on my pussy and squeeze hard on my nipples at the same time?" And they're like, "What? Yeah. That's painful. Why are you asking?" You know, some people just like you, like what?
Yeah, well, they're not a match for you sexually.
I was just
going
to say if they can't open up to you, and if they find what your intimate desires are to be strange or obnoxious, that's not someone that you need to have in that space.
Because there's somebody out there that like what you like, so you got to find that person and get it on. You know, now I want to say this. A lot of people have experienced energetic orgasms, but they don't know what it is. So the way you can get to that point, it's not really complicated. If you could step into the bedroom and you get busy and you straight, you open with no holds barred, you just let go, you can get there without even trying. It's about just being open, period. Now, I could teach you techniques on how to move the energy with your intention to, like, actually move it yourself. But as far as feeling that what I'm talking about, you just have to be open. It's that simple. The last client I had, I worked on her. Didn't even touch her. She had an orgasm for 20 to 25 minutes. A whipple orgasm was going through her body.
We must be related, Jason.
Why you say that?
We must be related.
You give that same effect. Oh, and I want to tell everybody right now, too, everybody that's listening, I'm sending energy through the show right now. If you open up and just let go, you'll literally feel my energy. I did this last time I got interviewed on the last show, like last week. And they felt me. So if you just let go, you'll probably start to feel like a little bit of heat in your body. That's me.
I feel it.
If you let go, you feel
it. And where do you live, Jason?
Yes.
Where do you live
I'm in Redondo Beach, California.
man, he's in the NBA way from Cali.
So if you feel a little heat in your body, that's what you're feeling, because I've been blasting energy this whole time. So all you got to do is just open up and you will tune in. Now, if you continue to open up and let me go in deeper and deeper, you can actually start to feel your body start moving, and you'll feel. And you know what? This was very interesting.
Word.
Is I want to say this too. What's very interesting is what I do is kind of like connected to my, brother, Divine. Was it? How you saying? I'm sorry, brother. I'm terrible.
Divine.
Divine. Divine. Yeah. Divine. It's similar. It's similar because I can tune in the spirits too. Like for, I want to ask you, Devane, because a special woman of mine just passed away like a couple months ago, and we connected. She was actually the first woman I had a tantric sexual experience when I actually called her to come to you. Did you feel a female presence come to you while we was on the show?
Mm-mm, cause I've been blocked. When I'm on the shows like this, I don't really tune in.
Oh, okay, I got you. So yeah, so it's when he's communicating with spirits, it's like energy too. He's feeling energy. Am I correct? You feel him? It's energy. All of it is energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different levels of understanding about it. So like my man said, like people take it and they turn it in. This is why when I watch movies like The Conjuring, or like about spirits and stuff like that, it doesn't scare me anymore because I understand it's just energy. So if you understand that if something's going on in the crib and, you know, they're closing doors and stuff, you can actually set your attention and just tune into them and be like, you know, just, you know, and let them know you can go, you cool, we good, you know, and you can communicate with them energetically.
Right.
It's all energy.
Wow. Dale, did you have a question? I see your hand is up.
Yes, I want to asked Daddy Devane a question about something that had happened to me. It wasn't recently, but a little while back. I had gotten up one night to go to the bathroom, and I don't remember what I was dreaming about, but it wasn't anything sexual or anything scary or anything like that. But I remember getting up, going to the bathroom, and when I got back in the bed, I laid down, and I had this powerful orgasm. And that has never happened to me before.
What?
Now, I've had, yes.
My love.
It just came. Mm-hmm. But I've had dreams where I'd be, you know, dream that I'm having an orgasm and would wake up and would be still having the orgasm. But I had just laid down from coming back from the bathroom and having an orgasm. What is the cause of that? I mean, you know, nobody was around, home alone, no sexual dreams, you know, what was the cause of that? That's the first time it's ever happened to me, and it hasn't happened since. But I was just wondering, why did it happen, and what was going on?
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but I was feeling some type of a way. You know, I kept asking myself, what is going on? Why did that happen, you know?
Really emotional.
Yeah.
What about when had it been a stressful period that week or the past couple of days, anything like that?
Not that I can recall. Not that I can recall. But it was just so strange to me. You know, it was really strange. And I was just laying there just having this very I didn't touch myself or anything. I just laid back down, pulled the covers over me, and the next thing I know, I'm just coming.
Right.
Very intensely.
Right. You know, sometimes, them orgasms can, they can drain. You know what I mean? You know how sometimes you can be laying down, and if you stand up too quick, you get dizzy? That's that blood, you know, that blood, that's a physiology where that blood draining down to your feet. Well, a lot of time, emotional energy that's been locked up can do that, too. And then it can hit you, you know, folks, I have a spontaneous orgasm just like that.
Wow.
I'm glad
well, Daddy Devane, we got a couple of callers with their hand up, so I'm going to get to them. I'm going to start with the one ending is 4374, and then I'm going to get to 3290. But first, I want to ask the caller 4374. Do you have a question for our guest?
I do. Hi, everybody.
Okay, darling.
Hi, Daddy Devane. Hi, Jason.
Hey.
How are y'all doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. I do have a question for Jason that I did not get to ask.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just really quick brief everybody. that on my show, I have a show too, and Jason was a guest on my show, I experienced an energetic experience from him. So okay. I didn't get to ask you because, you know, brother, you know what was going on with me. I was trying to avoid the situation while we were on air. Were you looking at my picture? Were you doing something energy-wise, directing it to me when that occurred? Because, and I ask that because I remember you mentioning sometimes you can take your picture against another person's picture and then know where their blockage is, what's going on with them, and where they're feeling it at. And you were able to pinpoint where I was feeling that at that time.
Well, yeah, I actually don't have to look at your picture to do that. I could just tune into your energy right now and feel. But what happened, it's funny that you asked this, because what happened, I felt your energy attached to me during the show. When I felt that, I was like, oh, I said, oh. Jay jumped on me real quick. So when I felt you attached to me, I started giving you energy back. And then I did pull up your pictures while I was on the line. And I was just beaming you like, oh. And I knew you were feeling it. And I could tell because you went to break. You was like, oh, let me go to break real quick. And that was a pretty long break, so I knew what was going on.
We got another guest, and we don't want to miss nobody. Guest with your last four digits are 3290. You got a question for one of our guests. It's your time to speak up. How you doing, sir?
Good evening. Good evening. My question is put that into the bang. You know,
okay.
I have a friend who passed away last year, right? And they were a good friend, right? But how do you say goodbye to a friend when you all together and you never say goodbye to him because he passed away in your hand, right? You know, and I know he's in a better place right now, but how do you call you up or I feel him about me all the time, but
right,
how do you
you want to have a conversation with him?
Yeah,
okay.
Conversation because
yeah. Okay, well, check this out. What you do is like around a full moon, it would be good. But generally, like in the midnight hour, what you can do, you can have a session where you can do some automatic writing. And what that
mm-hmm.
means is you get you some paper, and when you feel his presence. You just be still and see if he starts communicating through your hand. Don't you try to write. You just, when you feel him, just let your hand move if it's there, because he might be trying to, I think he might want to try to communicate with you through, like, as a writer or something, because he may like to write or something. You know what I mean?
Well, he'd like to write, yes.
Okay. Well, let him come through, and if he use a nickname like Brian or something, just whatever that is, that might be a name he'll use. But just let him come through. And talk to you. And then that way, that'll be a way you can get some closure and get some information through some automatic writing.
Okay. All right. Well,
I got one more thing
to say. Because some people get scared when they get scared. But I know I don't get scared because I know that my God, you know, I'm not going to tell things. Preach to you, my God. I just an awesome mm-hmm. God, you know. But he blessed me so much, right? And did so for me, right? So I hear people talk about, oh, don't do that. Yeah, you should call you a bad spirit, but I don't do that. Not a bad spirit, you know. I listen to you really, really well, you know. And the stuff thing you said, I said, that same thing I was thinking, you know. So you hear a lot of things on the show tonight that made it clear for me to say yeah, that's what I was feeling,
yeah.
you know, because I remember when I was small, I had a spirit come to me, and it didn't scare me. I just stood there, you know, and if you don't be scared, you know, it won't bother you, you know. So I do this. People can talk to the dead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had them there myself, but, you know. I just start talking, you know, and some people, so like, I want to be it. Somebody lay by my bed, you know, I have to turn around and say, okay, now, what you want to say, what you want to do, I'm right here.
Ain't nothing to it. Put out a candle. Yeah. Put out a candle too for him. You know.
Okay. You know, but as funny you say about a couple of I think it was Gail or George, one of the first they had water by the bed. I always keep water by the by my bed. I don't know. I just always did. You know, but I like what you said. You know, but all y'all on the show today are excellent. And my sister, Miss Lyles, you're awesome.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, you're so beautiful. And you're awesome too.
You know, y'all keep on doing what you're doing. I love all y'all. And Jason, one more question. I get off the phone.
Go ahead, talk to Jason. Take your time. Then we'll
take a break and come back. You know, after you know my suffering, you know, people say, why am I so hot? I guess it's in my family, you know, but, you know, people want to talk to me now, younger, 30 years younger than me. I said, babe, what's going on, right? I said, damn, it must be something going on, door. You know, you say you got energy, people got energy. Like, I'd be in the store sometimes, people just turn around and want to start talking, right? I guess they feel comfortable, you know. Male and female. So, you know, I've been on bus, people just start talking. I said, well, God, what's going on? And it's just it shocked me because I'd be one of them sisters or something, and they turn around and start talking.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're feeling your energy. That's what happens. You know, when you become more comfortable with your energy and you walk to a room, you turn it on, people feel it, and they're like, what the hell is that? You know, they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And you just walk into the room beaming. Yeah.
Well, Jason, yeah. We're going to have to take a little break, but when we come back, I want you to tell me how to turn my shit on full blast because I want to be recognized every time I walk through the room. And I want you to know, Daddy Devane, to tell me how to make them ghosts go away until it's daylight because I don't do that shit at nighttime because I'm a little scary. I got
to... Don't be scared.
Real.
Hey, one of them ghosts might come and give it to you good.
Stay
open for
a minute. No, don't come in there, darling. I might have a heart attack.
The Holy Ghost stroke.
But we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, if you want to call 347-945-6003 and hit your one key, let me know you got a question. Jump up on this conversation because we're talking about resurrecting the dead, and we're talking about getting a climax, you know, making your toes curl and shit and the hair stand up on the back of your neck without nobody touching you. And both these brothers are bad to the bone. So if y'all feeling something through the airways and you see your nipples getting hard and your penis trying to jump up, it's them! It's them doing it! Don't blame the sister, but we'll be right back in 2 and 2.
Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. To say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up.
Head up.
all stand tall to come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older.
Yes, that's a tune by somebody from Baltimore, Maryland, Cisco, the brother with the blonde hair, you know, was hanging out with Drew Hill, and that song, To Keep Your Head Up. And because that just reminds me, I just want to say again, because I appreciate when people are supporting me, my different listeners. I have a friend out there, Kelly Moore from Nebraska, listening in, Manya out of the way of South Carolina, listening in, Manya Washington. I have James Halsey in Baltimore, Maryland, and a retired teacher, Brevette Lynch, just hanging out on the scene, and Anthony Johnson over there picking his damn nose, and Ronald Tatum out of Durham, North Carolina, and Baby Monkey Prowl. Now, you like that name, Baby Monkey Prowl, is hanging out with the sisters, and from Florida, from north to south, east to west, we got people hanging out because they know my guests. We're going to bring it. We got two guests here. One is named Daddy Devane. This brother said he's 60, got a body, look like he's about 30 years old. Once somebody just jump all over that ass, and then he got this brother named Jason, who looked like a hot chocolate sundae with caramel all on it, you know, and he can make you come without touching you. And I said, oh, hell, you know, he must be doing something because I'm swimming in my seat. There ain't nobody here but me, and I don't know what the hell going on, but I like it. I like it. I like it. But my co-host, she over there, she says, come on now, I got a question to ask my guest. So, you know, while I sit over here and get all turned on and get all moist, I'm going to let Shalonda ask some questions. Darling.
So, of course, I'm coming back to Jason.
What's up, Shalonda?
Yes. Okay. Have you ever used your energy? Is this just how the type of person I am? Because I'm always late for everything that I go to so that I can make a grand entrance. But do you use your energy, like say if you walk into, say, a class reunion or a party and just push your energy out there on people so they'll just be like, damn, who is that dude right there?
That's a good question.
Sometimes I just turn it on for fun.
Yeah, just for fun to see the reaction of people. You got to tell me how to do that. I like to do stuff like that.
And he said turn it on for fun. Now, Jason, does that mean you're overly sexual yourself? I mean, tell us a little something about you. Give us a little little skinny on what's going on behind the scenes. Because somebody who can make somebody turn on, that's a power in your hand, man.
Power.
Don't give me that power because I make everybody wet. You know, they be looking like they need some stock and a scotch tissue or something. So, now, you must be a little freaky something, if you can just turn it on when you just want to. Tell us the real deal.
Well, here's the misconception. I mean, every time I turn it on, my intentions are not sexual. If I make my intentions sexual, it'll be sexual. If I'm just turning on my energy, I'm just turning it on, and you can just feel that power. You know, and it makes people feel good when they feel that. You know, when you walk in the room and you feel that great energy, that's what I project. Now, if I'm with the woman and I want to make her feel a certain way, now my intention is to move the energy is different. Now I'm all in between your legs. I'm all up in you in a different way. You see, so it's all about my intention and what I want to do with the energy.
Would you say
that? Yeah, so, but it's also the physical aspect. So when I enter a woman, I know how to hold energy inside of my penis. So when I'm inside of you, I just hold the energy, and I can just hold it there, and I made a woman just explode with an orgasm without moving because I have so much energy in there.
She
was like, yeah, so
ooh, Lord,
energy, once you, yeah, once you learn how to move the energy, it takes everything to the next level. Not only sex, just, you know, just connecting with people, it elevates everything.
It makes somebody want to snatch their wig off and run down a fucking street.
Oh, I think you just want to reach through the phone and just snatch.
I want to I want to touch something that my man was talking about with the emotions, because sometimes when I work on clients and they have one of those powerful orgasms, they cry.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is they're purging emotional blockages. So when you have a powerful orgasm, so the sister that called in, when she said that, you know, what happened? I had an orgasm. Let me put it this way. You see how Jade talked about how she felt me connect with her. She didn't connect
mm-hmm.
with my body. She connected with my spirit. And that's what the sister did too. She probably got a connection with another, with a spirit, and they have some kind of connection, you know, and she just don't remember. Because, you know, when you go off in the dream world, you're in the spirit world. You come back
right.
and you wake up. So when she's in the spirit world, she might have a connection with a spirit in that realm. So that spirit connected with her and
but
caused
right
her to have an orgasm.
When somebody come back from the dead and you don't, and they can be sexually having sex with you, and they call it an incubus, and you know, you can feel
mm-hmm.
everything, but you don't see
yeah.
them. Daddy Devane,
right.
is that what they call it, incubus?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got incubus and succubus.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Male and female.
Okay,
oh, okay,
which one is a woman? Which one is a male?
The incubus is a man. The succubus is a woman.
So it's
oh.
a possibility mm-hmm. that I was that a spirit would have sex with me?
Yeah, basically, a spirit connected with, just like how I connected with Jade, that energy from that spirit
yeah.
connected with you like that. But it's probably somebody that you have a connection with. You just don't consciously know it now that you're awake. It could be that. You know, I don't know for certain. I'm just, you know, thinking that's what I, you know, looking at that's what it, what the, probably the situation is. You know, but
sometimes
don't be afraid.
If it's real hard to do that.
Yeah,
oh.
but it's nothing to be afraid. Because if they made you have an orgasm, that means that you opened yourself up to them, because you won't open yourself up to a spirit or a person if you don't feel connected to them. So obviously you had some kind of connection with whatever spirit you connected with at that time. So
let me ask Gail a question. Because, like, Gail, for people who didn't hear her, she was giving us an example how she sound when she having sex. And you know, mm-hmm. I'm strictly dickly, first of all, you know. But when she was moaning and shit, that shit turned my ass on, you know. And I'm saying to myself, maybe Gail got some power she don't realize, because this chick, she was saying how she do when she having sex, and that shit was so turned on. Gail, I ain't fucking with you, but please, can you do this one more time? People who tuned in to hear, because this shit made me sweat. I'm still moist. I'm sitting here dabbing my fucking bra, my titties, because that shit turned me on, and I ain't gay. You know, what the hell? What's up with
the shit?
Gail, she gonna moan for you when the guy's hitting that shit and knocking the meat up against the wall and shit, and she can't breathe, and her head all back up against the damn wall and shit, and the eyes on her head. This is how she sound. This shit is bad. Gail, do that thing for them one more time.
Do it again. Oh my God.
One more time.
You're gonna have to make a recording of this, or either I'm gonna make a recording of it and send it to you.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next time it's going to be on a recording, okay? And I'm going to send it to you.
All right, now.
Okay. All right.
Damn, great. Isn't whatever y'all doing, you and Daddy Vane, you doing something to Gail, because that shit, man, like, woo, 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 man, this is powerful. You got some power you don't even know, girl. Just go
right,
in the room and start
right.
making some noise. Damn.
Hey,
thank you,
I'm,
Daddy Vane does turn me on with his voice. Yes, he
I'm
does.
I'm sitting here, baby. I'm just,
yeah,
I'm just sitting there with my brother's drawers. I ain't doing nothing.
Yes, you are, Daddy Devane. You know, Lucky, when she having sex, she likes to call out the name Daddy. And since your name is Daddy Devane, Lucky, show them how you do it when they hitting the walls tight. Show them, and call out Daddy. Put a little Devane on the end. Show them how you do it, Lucky.
Hey, don't do that. I'll come visit you now. Don't call me out like that. I'll come visit you. I'll put the incubus. I'll send the dick in the incubus.
Lucky, do it, baby. Show them how you
put
do it.
Put the incubus on you.
send this incubus dick down there.
Well, go ahead, Lucky. Shut up, you ain't dead. Go on, girl.
Yeah,
right.
You know what
you're
working with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't want to send that incubus because the succubus here is crucial. Let me just start right there.
Yeah.
Lord, that much.
All right, Terry. All right.
Mona Palooza?
Terry. Johnny, don't stop.
Oh, got my damn eyebrows twitching and shit. Oh, daddy, I feel like you're sticking in and shit. I said, damn, pull back, Devane, pull back. Don't you lie. Twitching and jumping and shit. Lord.
Y'all was doing
shit, y'all.
Oh,
oh, something else. Y'all something serious. You know, and I see that Philip got another question. Philip, go on and ask your question. I see your hand up. And then I see Jay got her hand up as well. Go ahead, Philip.
Oh, God. But y'all got me going on. Both of y'all got me going on. Don't moan no more. Don't, please don't moan no more. You get me?
I'm done
tonight. I'm with Phil.
I'm here all alone. No, don't do it no more. You make me hot. But I got energy going through my body right now from all y'all. What y'all doing? No, it's a shame to you about my throat. I'm going deep for right now. But anyway, I just want to say, y'all are awesome. Everything y'all said, I'm writing it down. I'm recording
okay,
you.
Okay, well, we say beautiful Jay right here. She got a question too. Jay, go ahead and ask your question, darling. Jay?
Jason and Jay got something going on, right?
Jay, honey. Oh, my
messing
God.
Messing with Gail, boy.
Messing
with Gail, well, everybody quiet.
Ooh, man, borrow that shit, man, and get up a real, put that on record and put my name in and create a, you know, a commercial for me.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to email it to you. I'm going to send it to
you. Oh, daddy. Now, you know, I ain't trying to think that was my father while somebody fucking me, but when she was doing that, I got to jumping and shit, and I'm saying, daddy, the brain hitting that shit hard. She said, oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. I want to say.
You're a mess.
Oh, my God, this is off the chain. I'm loving these brothers up in here. If anybody wants to come in and jump on the bandwagon, call 347-945-6003. But until then, Shalonda got another question for one of our guests.
I do. I have one for Daddy Devane. On a serious note now, I know I'm going to down everybody, but both of my grandmothers died in 2005. One died in March of 2005, one died in July of 2005. And my son, literally since they passed away, he plays with them in his sleep. I mean, he laughs, he calls out their names and busts out laughing, tell them stop, tell them don't do that, all types of stuff in his sleep. And I'll just sit there and just watch him. And it's like he's really interacting with them in his sleep. Could that be truthful? Could that be truthful? Is that just him dreaming of them? Do you think? Or do you think they're really there? I really want to get a video recorder just to see if I see the little bursts of light that you can record if a spirit is around.
How old is he?
Now he's 12. They died when he was 4.
Okay. All right. So.
And ever since he's been playing with them, and he still does it today at 12.
Yeah, that's normal. That's real normal.
Because, I mean, I'll say,
you know,
all right,
just this way of staying in contact, you know, staying linked to them, you see.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right, Nanny, now you know you got to get up in the morning. Let that boy sleep, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It'll just stop for the night. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Lamont.
Okay.
Wow, wow. Whew. Well, you know something? We need to just take a small break because, like, I'm hot over here. I don't know who's playing around, but somebody got me all moist and shit. I'm looking down. What the hell is really going on? I'm starting to sweat. But we need to take a small break and come right back.
Ain't no way. recently, what do I do when I have some downtime? So I thought about this for a moment. And to my mind, I thought about a nice hot soothing bubble bath, candles, a nice glass of wine, with just the right book to read. And instantly I thought about authoress Terry E. Lyle, because I knew I was guaranteed to get a good laugh or some soul searching, just like a few of her other books, Insane, Peeling Back the Mask, and her latest, Exposed. This author has written 9 books, and I can't pick a favorite, but my advice to you is make your own choice by going to her personal website, where she even autographs the books for free at www.terrylyle.com, or go to Author House, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local retailer to get your copy and start your collection today. Because this is the last time I'm going to say that you can't borrow mine.
Wow, we are back on Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Sholanda. And that song on the break was Ain't No Way by the legendary Aretha Franklin. Ain't No Way. Whoa. And yes, baby. And we got our guests here. We got Daddy Duvane and Jason. We got 2 dips of caramel, one by the way of Louisiana and the other way by California, and you got them in the mix. And, man, you know, shit, you know, it's starting to happen. You know, they can do some things. You know, one can make their hair stand up on the back of your neck, and one can make the hair down there stand up, too. But they can both do that shit. But, you know, Jay got a question that she want to ask somebody because she got her hand raised up. So, Jay, darling, go ahead and ask your question. Spit it out, Jay.
I think Jay got lost somewhere.
She probably got her phone on mute and don't even realize it. But that's okay, because Gail, I see you got a question as well. Go ahead and ask your question from one of our guests.
Well, I just was learning about the entity. So, therefore, this was a ghost that had visited me that particular night, Daddy Duvane. Mm. Can I conjure that ghost up anytime I want to?
It's possible. You know what I mean? Because, see, what you do, you're going to have to recreate. In some ways, you may have to recreate that moment. You know what I'm talking about? Because whatever that entity was around, no telling what you may have been giving off certain hormones, anything. You see, because the dead don't stop smelling. They have all the other senses that they have, or these succubuses or incubus, you know what I'm talking about? So
really?
A lot of times you can recreate that, so it just depends.
Right, but wow. That was just a moment of me getting up, going to the bathroom, nothing on my mind, just waking up out of a dream. I don't remember what I was dreaming, but it was not sexual at all. That's why I was so confused. When I got back in the bed, got underneath the covers, and I'm just having this orgasm and asking myself, what in the world is going on? And I was a little bit frightened because there is a lady that, well, she's dead now, may she rest in peace, that had these ongoing orgasms. And I said, God, I hope I'm not developing that. Please don't let that be happening to me. You know, but that was the first time and the last time it happened. Now that I know what had happened, I might just want that little entity to come back some nights, you know?
Yes, remain open.
Come on back and hit it again.
Remain open.
I see
it'll
Lucky
happen.
Got a question. Now, Lucky's a overly sexual person, and she said her and Jason might be related because they both two sexual men and women, you know? So we got to get the skinny, man. What's really going on? Lucky, what's your question? I know it's for Jason. The quiet is kept. Why are you breathing all hard, Lucky? Go ahead and talk. She's breathing all hard and said, what's going on? Man, she got her hand up and she all sweating, but I guess Lucky ain't going to talk. Sholanda, you got something to say?
I have a question. Jason, you said that you had you and your girlfriend do a webinar.
Yeah.
Could you give us that information again?
Okay, if you go to my website, jasonhairston.com, that's jasonhairston.com, you click on online workshops, you'll see all the information about the Women's Energetic Orgasmic Workshop. And you can purchase your ticket. And we're about to do the last video. It's a four-step webinar with four videos. We already recorded three of them. So if you buy the ticket, we'll send you the three videos, and then we'll give you the last video that we're going to record this weekend. So you can go ahead and learn. You can learn some very valuable tools on how to get open, how to move your energy, how to have these powerful orgasms that I'm speaking of.
Okay, so all how long of them will be just videos on the website?
Well, I'll send you a private link to every video.
Oh, okay.
That you'll be able to watch, yeah, once you make the purchase.
Okay. Well, how long does it
The video is about an hour. It's about an hour long, mm-hmm. each video. So, yeah.
And Daddy Duvain, if somebody wanted to talk to you about, you know, talking to somebody, you know, do you have a fee for that? How does that work? Because some people say that this other lady I had on my show was a shaman, and she said that she blessed people and removed curses for free, and she made it sound like that's how it's supposed to be done. I ain't trying to knock nobody from making a buck. You know, you do what you got to do. But
right.
Do you charge for your fees, your services as well?
Yeah, I charge and then I don't. You know, I just it just depends. You know, normally if I charge, it'll be a dollar a minute. Sometimes, you know, I'm real big on favors. You know, if you got a favor, you know, something that you're involved in that I could use, you know, I'll go that route too. So it just depends.
Okay, bartering.
On
I ain't
individual.
Mad at you. Do I have something that you want? I need a damn favor. Somebody want to talk to you.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm pretty sure you
I
got
just
something.
Lost a friend of mine from childhood, passed away Tuesday. I'm talking about I was going to elementary school where she was my next-door neighbor, and Cynthia McNeil, they found her at work in the bathroom unconscious, and then they put her on life support, and they said she was brain dead, so the family could get down there and visit her in North Carolina. And as of last Friday, they pulled the plug, and she just passed away Tuesday, so she was trying to hang on, you know. So
it's
sad.
What did you know?
I would just talk to her.
Say it again.
I said I would like to talk to her, you know, see if there's something that I could say that could comfort her mother who's still living, because it's hard when somebody got to bury their child, you know, and she's a senior citizen and her child go before her, you know, and the funeral, I guess, will be maybe tomorrow or whatever. What do you say to a person? Except my sympathies, but that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I sure would like to share something with her that only she knew was true to make her feel some kind of sense of relief, you know?
Yeah, what did you say she died of, though?
They really didn't say. They just found her unconscious. I guess they assumed that she had a massive heart attack, you know, and when she was in the hospital, they said she was brain dead, but they didn't pull the plug to give opportunity for her daughter and her brothers and sisters to try to get there and see her before they pulled the plug. And when they did that, she still hung on. That made me kind of think if they pulled the plug and she hung in there for 5 days, was that an indication she wasn't trying to go?
Not necessarily. You know, sometimes, you know, the last thing to go in the body is the nervous system.
Okay.
You know, so that can still be, you know, prospering and doing real good, even though if something else is going, though.
Okay. Well, both of y'all brothers got some very interesting dynamics and things that, you know, is relevant to everybody because, you know, Jason, you know, the fact that, you know, he could help me have that power where I can just step into a room and just look at somebody and hold my damn head back and I know everybody's squirming. I want that power. You know what I'm saying? And you, Daddy Duvain, you know, you can conjure up stuff, but I'm not comfortable with that Quasis cap, you know. But, you know, I like to do that in daytime while somebody's there. But I don't want nobody coming back. I don't want no incubus trying to do me at night. I don't want none of that shit. That shit scares the hell out of her right now. You know? I want a real man to touch me in ways I ain't never been touched. Tweak the nipple, like put your finger inside my cootie, you know, and smack that ass.
Right. I'm glad you repeated that because I didn't get it the first time. I'm writing it down now. But go on
here. Okay, that's one of the things I like. Put your finger up in there, like you say, finger popping, and hitting the nipples and say that, baby, man. Yes, well, my nose will be a damn yes in a hot second. I ain't lying. That shit freaks me. I love it. Oh, baby, I'm just getting turtles talking about it. Write it down. Write it down, Jason. Write it down down in the bank.
Yeah.
Just that.
I mean, you know, fingering is a lost art. I'm one of the last four great ones left in the world.
Oh. I love it. I love being finger popped.
No, that's
a trooper.
Right.
Shame the devil. And Shalana, you a freak too. So is Lucky. I know y'all like that shit. Come on now, help us sister out. Don't need to be hanging, acting like it's only just me.
No, it's not just you.
No.
I don't like to talk shit because.
Okay.
Well,
I know that Gail do, man. I mean, Gail, my brother said, don't moan no damn more.
No damn more.
I am not.
People in dazes.
Yeah, even Daddy Devane got a little turned on behind that shit, man. He's ready to take his damn top hat off his shit.
I done took it off.
What y'all doing?
Yeah, well, Jay, we have been asking for you. You must have had something wrong with your microphone or something because I gave you the opportunity to ask you a question. You ain't say anything. I just heard some breathing. What the hell are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
What you doing about? I know Jason's fucking with you and shit, looking at your picture and sending some damn energy, and you forgot all about our ass.
Ain't too much energy. I'm like, what is going on? I have never experienced this like this before. And he's going to say, don't fight it. Don't fight it.
Terry.
Yes, baby.
I have a short story, very short, that I would like to read. It's almost as if it was about my dream, waking up having an orgasm.
Ooh,
if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay,
no, go right ahead.
Okay. It's called The Basement. What are you doing? Where are you taking me? I cried out to the intruder as he slung me over his shoulder like a sack of potatoes. As quickly as he entered my realm, he exited with me. Why are you doing this to me? He ignored me but was very gentle. His hands were big and his body was like that of an athlete. I could not see his face. His smell was strange. A smell captivated my senses, almost as if it soothed me. I was no longer afraid. I was intrigued. I remember we were descending a spiral stairway into a dark and dirty basement. I closed my eyes. When I opened them, we are in a bathroom. It's dark, except for the streetlight shining in its direction. The intruder takes my nightgown off. I still cannot see his face. I feel his hands caressing my breasts softly. Suddenly, he licks them, and then he sucks them. My pussy begins to twitch. I feel the juice creeping from his secret place between my legs. I arch my back. I moan. The intruder picks me up and places me on the vanity. He opens my legs as wide as they would go. My clit is throbbing and begging for attention. He strokes it. It is now dripping. I still cannot see his face. His fingers find his way inside my drenched love box. He is finger-fucking me, slowly and with precision. He is now moaning in and out, deeper and deeper. I feel his finger on my G-spot. It feels incredible. I'm riding his finger like it's a dick. I no longer feel threatened by the intruder. I like the way he makes me feel. He takes his finger out of me, and I hear him sucking my delicious flavors from his fingers, one at a time. I want more. The intruder drops to his knees. He kisses my thighs. He opens me and blows a warm stream of air. His tongue is long, talented, and warm. He takes a long and slow lick from the bottom to the hood of my clit. He now inserts a finger with his tongue while his tongue dances with my lower lips. His fingers are going in and out, fast and then slow. I want to grab his head, but I cannot see it. the intruder begins to suck my clitoris and lick it faster and faster, making me feel like I want to climb the wall, scream, cry. It's like the 4th of July. I arch my back, close my eyes, and grind on the intruder's face until I can go, until I go into orgasmic convulsions. Oh, yes, suck me. I moan the words. Suddenly, I hear the phone ringing. Is someone calling the intruder? When I open my eyes, I'm in my bed. My phone is ringing. I throw the covers back. I still have my nightgown on. I pick up the phone and hear, "Did you enjoy last night?" I had wrote this back in 2009, but it was published in 2010, and I had that dream this year, a couple of months ago, something like that. So,
wow, girl, that was good. The basement. But you know, son, we got about 13 more minutes before the lights gonna get shut off, so we're gonna take a small break, run to the bathroom, come back, and when we come back with Jason and Daddy Devane, they're gonna tell us how to get their stuff, because you know already to get my stuff, just go to www.terrylle.com and help support us, sis. I got a store on my website. Buy a book.
Get your stuff
for me.
Or your books, darling.
Yeah, you're gonna love them because I keep it real, you know. All got a different talent. I just talk real talk. It's not bougie. It's straight to the point. You know, that's how I do it, and that's how I'm going to keep doing it. You know, but we're going to take a small break and be back into it, too.
Come over here, sweetie. I really want to talk to you for a few moments. Hey.
Oh, I want you to listen to
me. I wish know all of this.
You really don't. Listen to the voice of experience. Now don't be hard-headed. Don't be hard-headed. You're a sweet girl. Listen to what he's saying to you. But you know a hard head will make a soft rooty tooty booty. Okay? Now wait. Okay. Here we go.
Wow, that was Aretha Franklin and Fantasia. Put you up on the game. And this Friday evening, it's been on and popping. My special guest on Unmasked with Authors Tara E. Lyle and Shalonda is Daddy Duvane, this brother from Louisiana that wears a top hat and black beads around his neck. And he say he's 60, but he got a body like somebody 30 years old, muscles all in his back and his gluteus or max or whatever the hell you call me, but brother's built. Then we got that Carmel Sunday, Jason Harrison over there, man, the brother in California. He's sending energy through the airwaves, man, making your nipples get hard and your penis switch. We don't know which way we're going with this shit, but we're glad we got these brothers here with us today. And my co-host, Shalonda, bless her heart, sitting there so quiet. Go ahead and ask my guests what you want to ask them, because we got 7 minutes on the clock, and then we'll give them brothers the opportunity to say what they want to say, and we're going to get up out of here and pay the light bill.
Daddy Duvane, do you only do, say, consultations in person, or could it be over the phone, or you could reach out and contact the person?
Over the phone, you know, sometime in chat. You know, we can do it either way, but.
Okay. Do you have, like, a Facebook page or something that people can reach out to you?
Yeah.
I wrote his phone number down so we can call him direct. Facebook, I took his number down and I took on Jason's number.
DaddyDuvane.com.
Yeah, when the show was off, the number would disappear. I wrote that shit down. I said, "Woo woo," put stars beside these brothers' names. Yeah, Daddy and Jason, fast and bold.
They can reach me on Facebook.
They highlighted a lot, girlfriends.
They can reach me on Facebook too. I linked up too with you too, brother Jason. So I sent you a request on that, man. So yeah, you see me on that. So yeah, either DaddyDuvane.com or either on Facebook.com.
Yeah, Jason, I need a firm request. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. You already sent me a firm request, you said, brother?
Yeah, in the group.
Oh, okay.
I sent you one in the group.
Okay, okay, cool.
Yeah, so we linked up like that.
All right, cool, no doubt. Yeah, that's how you can get in contact with me. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I want you to know, Jason, I want you to tell people how to get a hold of your stuff, and then I want Daddy Duvane to say what he want to say, how to get a hold of him, and I want both of y'all to give y'all shout-outs because the clock is ticking. 2 hours, it went by so fast, my head is spinning, and I enjoyed it. So my little caramel Sunday, Jason Harrison, go ahead and say what you want to say, darling.
I want to thank you for bringing me on the show, first of all. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I want to thank Jay for coming back for some more. Everybody, they can contact me at jasonharrison.com. Send me an email. I do energy healing sessions long distance, so we can get it on long distance. We can get on in person if you're in Cali. Let's get it popping.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. Now, Daddy Duvane, tell everybody how to get a hold of you, sweetheart.
Yeah, they can go to my website, DaddyDuvane.com. That's D-U-V as in Victor, A-Y-N-E.com. They can also link up with me on Facebook, same last spelling.
Wow. Well, whoever's in the background got the TV on, y'all interfering with my radio broadcast. I would appreciate you turn it down because you're on the air. And we're going to let Jade say her little shout-out before we get out of here.
Everybody, you can just find me on Thursdays at Erotic Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern. And on Saturdays, the G-Spot Love Zone is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. And check our group page out at on Facebook, Erotic Talk Radio. Ask to join the group. Thank you.
Now we're going to ask Miss Lucky, are you back, Lucky, or is your mic muted?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Lucky, tell people how to get a hold of you. And for everybody who don't know, Lucky is contemplating doing a video. She's going to show you how a guy can put his dick off and dislocate her shoulder and go onto the collarbone. So we want to see that.
see that, right.
My love.
You can get a hold of me on Facebook at Lucky Sensualis. That's L-U-C-K-E-Y. S-E-N-S-U-A-L-I-S. It's like sensuality, but it's mine, so it's it.
Right now.
You can also email me at...
Go ahead, darling.
You can email me at l.sensualis, S-E-N-S-U-A-L-I-S, .l@gmail.com. I'll answer any questions you have and offer any information.
Okay, well, let Gail get a chance to say how she can be reached.
Okay, you can reach me you go to my website on Blog Talk Radio, and I have a couple of shows that I created out of my Delicious Talk Radio show. One show airs every first Friday at 11 p.m. It's open topic, and every Wednesday, Bringing Sexy Back at 10:30, every Sunday, Gail's Blues Joint, and every last Friday of the month, which is tonight, I will be playing slow jams, and I generally play slow jams, house music, or happy hour music, at the end of the month, the last Friday. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google, here, there, everywhere. If there's anything you need to know that I didn't put out here tonight, you can Google Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm also an author, poet, speaker, publisher. You know, I wear a lot of hats, and I'm getting ready to embark on a whole different thing. I'm getting ready to do something else. But you guys would know it as soon as I do it, but I don't really want to talk about it right now because it's just something that I'm going to keep secret for a moment. But when I do, everybody's going to know about it. Okay. And thank you. Thank you, Harry, darling. This show was just so wonderful. Thank you, Daddy Devane,
for coming
on with your information. You know, so I do appreciate that. And everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, we have Philip Robinson in Fort Lauderdale. You want to give your shout out, Philip?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
I want to say thank you all for the lovely show. Made me laugh, made me cry, but it's all good. And don't do no more moaning, not tonight.
No more moaning.
Nah.
No. Hey, and Shalonda, darling, you got something you want to say before we get up out of here?
Yes. I'd like to say thank y'all for coming on the show. It was very interesting. It was very fun. Y'all were a very fun group to laugh with tonight. I do want to say that last Sunday, I'm engaged to be married.
She's engaged. Yay!
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 It's just been a real...
And
crazy
we're
going to
end our show with Hearl Melvin in the Blue Notes, I Miss You. And don't forget to come back next Friday at 7:30 because, you know, Terry Lyle, she's going to have up on this thing, the paranormal investigators. They're going to get them incubus and succulents and all that shit out your house. They're going to be the Ghostbusters for real. So stay tuned for that show. It's going to be off the chain. And
all right. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Anytime.
We appreciate you.
We do, Daddy Devane.
Daddy.
Baby. Oh,
trash. Ever since you went away, I ain't been doing nothing but
thinking,
with my head in my hand. You've been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on, so I start
drinking,
each and every night.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything?
A
friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still listening to it. You did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you for now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you
in,
but
can
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but.
Don't you be like this, baby.
lucky I done been. Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it. I'd like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. I want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me. How's my little son? Have you ever asked about me? Does he still like to go down by the supermarket?
I bet he don't love you like he loves you. He could give you the world.
If I could just... If I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear. You done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done
This is your host, authoress Terry E. Lyle. I am so glad you spent the evening with me because you didn't have to be, but you did. So join me next Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Me and Shalonda are going to bring you some interesting story that you're just going to love. We're going to go to the known, to the unknown, to the up, to the down, to the east, to the west, to the wild side, to the calm side. We're just going to bring it to you live. We're going to talk real because this is an adult show. We don't play. We don't play with little kitties. But if you want to tune in or just listen in, call 347-945-6003.
And that's another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry Lyle and Shalonda. Bye, Baltimore. Bye, Nebraska. Bye, D.C. area. Bye, Halsey. Bye, Kelly. Bye, girlfriend Gail. Bye, Jay. Bye, Daddy. Bye, Jason. Bye, Shalonda. Bye, Mommy. Bye, brother. Bye, John Boy.